All right, time for Boots and Salutes on this Thursday morning. The numbers are 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind today, by all means, let us know.
So Jay Richards just stuck his head in the control room here, too, and he disagrees with me completely.
He thinks the BC Lion player was okay to go ahead and lower the boom.
That's what he thinks. Again, I still... one more example, if I could share with you. Okay, let's say, Dave, you go out for supper one night, and you and the boys, and, you know, you're getting crazy, you're getting a couple of wobbly pops into you, and you decide, yeah, you're going to go crash the kitchen. And so you go, and it clearly says staff only, and you go into the kitchen, and the chef comes at you with a fry pan. Wouldn't you say that's a little extreme? Now, it says right on the door, staff only.
I know.
You should know that you're not welcome in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that the chef then has the right to come at you with a fry pan?
Yeah, it's his room, his territory.
Okay. I want to have this conversation with you after that happens.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You can start things off today.
Okay, that BC Lions guy tackling that fella. You know, I saw the video of it. The guy's got shorts and a shirt on, so I call that a poor streaker in the first place. But anyway, now that brings up the issue. Was he overserved alcohol in the facility? You know, is that what's coming next?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, and further to that, because also the BC Place is being sued, as are the Lions, you know, over security and whatnot. You shouldn't need security. Your own self-control should be security enough. We shouldn't have to put up fence to keep your drunken behind off the field.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the framers out in Elbow for throwing out the warp studs. They know who they are.
All right, 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Salute last night to the NHL. I thought that they handled their award show very classily in recognizing the victims of the Vegas shooting and recognizing the victims of the school shooting down in Florida, and then, of course, recognizing the Humboldt Broncos. Darcy Haugen, if you remember, won the NHL Willie O'Ree Community Hero Award last night as well.
Yeah.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. I like to salute myself because I'm having my mom's running a birthday party for me tomorrow, so it's going to be, like, awesome. So please come too. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to send a big boot out to whoever stole my grandfather's ashes and hasn't returned them.
Wow, okay. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Making headlines yesterday, the legalization of recreational cannabis now has been set or moved or postponed to October the 17th.
So Dave was trying to figure out, he was doing the math on that. How come October the 17th? That would be 11-17.
10-17.
No, 10-17.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What was it, 05-24? No, what is April 24th? Is that
04-21, isn't it?
421.
Or 4, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
10-17.
10-17 isn't making sense, is it?
No. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to make a boot for the Ontario Nurses Union, who allowed that woman not only to murder the first seven, but to murder that last woman, because they erased her file, and then the second place that hired her so she could kill that eighth person, they had no idea that that's what she was doing. It makes me question, like, I used to have full respect for the nurses in Saskatchewan, but now... should Sun be investigated to see if they're burying stuff as well?
Well, again, you don't want to paint everyone with the same brush, right? Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, salute to BC Lions. Anybody that makes a complete you-know-what of themselves when they're drunk, I don't care if it's at a football stadium, a public place or anything, if you can't control yourself, you deserve what you get. No different than being drunk in public out on the street. If you can't control yourself, stay home. Get away from the booze. And as far as this marijuana thing is concerned, it's just going to get out of control, and it's going to be no different than all the drunks out there today. Thank you.
Can I ask you one quick question, though?
No,
I can't ask you that.
Well, you can ask me.
Okay.
Go.
So when it comes to cannabis legislation, again, this is foreign territory. We have to do it, whether it's going to happen, right?
Right.
So you have to come up with the regulations. $20,000 for a business license in the city of Saskatoon saying, and again, you heard His Worship Mayor Clark telling us, we've got to offset the costs that we're going to incur.
Right.
Is that right or wrong? I'm so on the fence. I don't know. I'm all for free enterprise, and I feel bad for the entrepreneurs.
It's going to determine whether or not if people follow through with the $20,000 fee for their license.
Yeah.
Indicates to me that there's more money there than I even think there is.
Good point.
Right?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I totally salute that guy for speaking out, for being drunk and intoxicated and on drugs, too. Stay home if you're going to be doing that, because you're going to end up in jail after.
Thank you for the call. Did you see the... Go ahead.
No, just one more thing back to that. Here's my fear is if you charge too much for licenses and fees and all the rest of that stuff, it has to be passed along to the consumer. So as you pass it along to the consumer, the cost of the product goes up and up and up. Does that then make the black market survive? Because the goal here is to wipe out the black market, right?
That is correct.
Well, yeah. The black market doesn't have to worry about, $20,000 annual fees and that type of thing. So then do you just keep the black market alive by making it so expensive to legally sell the product?
I see what you're saying. I see. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. Now, I'm kind of concerned. What costs are incurred are they talking about with the marijuana? Like the policing and all that kind of stuff?
I believe so. Policing, yep. Probably well, addiction I, well, services.
Well, I can understand it. Well, addiction services are now already in place. And as for the police officers, every one of them are trained to understand how pot, crystal meth, cocaine, alcoholism, they're all trained already how to do that. So I don't know what other training they would need.
Well, I don't know if it's about training for existing officers as much as the need for more officers.
Well, for more officers, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
No,
yeah,
I hear probably, you. I hear
it's
you.
It's probably a good excuse maybe to hire more people, but you know what? I think with what's going on right there, I mean, there's people that smoke it and use it illegally now. You know what I mean? So even making it legalized, you know, what are they going to kind of do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. On a different note, I would like to boot our Prime Minister, Trudeau. Yesterday in the House of Commons, we found out that his trip to India cost $1.5 million. He took 20 ministers, I believe, that had nothing to do while they were there. It was just a vacation. And not only that, the cost of his chef was $70,000 flown from Vancouver. And for his house that he's living in, $10,000 for a patio set, $7,500 for a swing set, and that's just the beginning. Anyways, thanks. Big boot to him. Thanks.
That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. We'll continue the conversation at 10 to 8 tomorrow. Birthdays, anniversaries, winning, and fun. It all continues after 8 o'clock here on CJWW. Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got